The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi, I'm Arlo White, lead commentator for NBC's coverage of the Premier League. Welcome to the latest episode of Inside the Mind on the Premier League on NBC podcast.
Well, welcome into an Inside the Mind NFL special with, of course, Tottenham's biggest New England Patriots fan, Harry Kane, alongside me. Harry, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time.
No worries.
We've got a trivia question for you to start things off with. What do the following people have in common? Chad Pennington, Giovanni Calmazzi, Chris Redman, T. Martin, Mark Bulger, and Spurgeon Wynn. What do they have in common?
They've all played against Tom Brady.
He is involved. They were all drafted before Tom Brady
when
he
Brady
went 199th, the Brady Six. Which you watched, didn't you? Did that have an influence on your love of American football and your support for the Patriots and Tom Brady?
Yeah, it did. It must have been about 7-8 years ago now. I was just kind of on YouTube, just kind of going through stuff, and I stumbled across that documentary, and it showed Tom Brady's early career and kind of the struggles he went through, and then what he had to do and how hard he had to work to kind of get to where he is now, the greatest of all time. So I was at a stage in my career, a similar stage, where I was kind of on loan and starting and trying to get my way into the first team. So, yeah, I kind of took his kind of work ethic and his mindset and what he went through, and kind of that helped me at the stage I was at, and I managed to do all right and get to where I am now.
Onto his left foot, speculative and quite brilliant. What a strike from Harry Kane.
You've done all right. Yeah, it's gone pretty well, hasn't it? He uses that being drafted at 199th. He wears it, doesn't he? He's angry still about it. Was there anything that happened at that point in your life? Maybe not as extreme as being drafted 199th, but there was any decision made in your career that you've held on to get to where you are?
I think so. I think that I went on loan. I went on four loans. Two of them were good. I think the Orient and the Millwall ones were very good for me. The Leicester one and the Norwich one were difficult times. I struggled to get into the team for one reason or another. And yeah, it was at a time where kind of I felt like no one kind of believed in me, and that's where my own self-belief came in, and I had to make sure that I didn't stop training or stop working hard. I had to do even more to prove a point, and there was a chance for me to go on loan again. And I said I wanted to stay here and prove every day in training that I'm good enough to play for Tottenham, and I've trained and worked hard and kind of got my chance towards the end of that year with Tim Sherwood and scored a few goals.
Eriksen, and it's steered in. Harry Kane, his first Premier League goal.
People were probably doubting me whether I could play at the highest level. I used that, and I'm probably still use that now to motivate me to work harder and improve every day.
Every footballer needs a bit of downtime. I imagine, depending on where you're playing that weekend, Sunday night is a big night for sitting on the sofa, watching a bit of NFL. What's your NFL weekly routine?
Yeah, absolutely. If the Patriots play on a Thursday night, obviously it's late over here, so I normally record a game and watch it on the Friday.
Do you keep away from the score?
Yeah, I try and just stay off social media, stay off everything. And then, yeah, Sundays, depending if we play Saturday or Sunday, but Red Zone starts over here at 6 p.m. So, yeah, from 6 p.m. to kind of midnight, I'm sitting in front of the sofa watching NFL.
There's been a lot said. Well, you've talked about, you know, the potential of being a kicker post-football career. If it wasn't kicker, what position do you think you would be physically able to play and perfectly suited to on a football field?
I'd probably say wide receiver. I think kind of my height, kind of running ability. I think my hand size is too small for a quarterback. I don't think I'm able to throw the ball as good as some of them. So, and I've always been quite a good catcher when I used to play kind of cricket when I was younger and stuff. So, yeah, if I was to kind of make a switch, other than kicker, obviously, I think I'd give it a go as wide receiver.
Are you serious about the kicking thing?
It's a hard one at the moment. It's hard to say because I'm still early on in my football career, but it's always interested me, kind of that high-pressure situation, that specific kick in motion, similar to like a penalty or something like that. As you've seen in the NFL, there's so many good kickers out there who can kick it far and high and long, but ultimately it comes down to who can do it under the highest of pressure, because a lot of the games come down to the kicker. So it depends how my career goes. Yeah. It depends on injuries, on where I'm at, mid-30s or whatever it may be. But yeah, there's an interest there that we'll see if it takes forward.
Fantastic. Last season, unfortunately, had an ankle injury, but you know, if there was a silver lining to it, it was that you got to go out to see the Patriots win their sixth Super Bowl in Atlanta. Describe what that experience was like.
Yeah, that was pretty special. It was, obviously, I got the injury and I was away in the Caribbean, and obviously Atlanta was only about a two-hour flight from there, so when the Patriots got there, I just had to make it work. And obviously, everyone kind of said, "Oh, it's a boring game," but for me, it was close. It was tense. I was there as a fan, so the heart was racing. And thankfully, we got the job done.
And you got to chat to Tom and to Julian Edelman, who you've become friends with. What did you chat about, and what was it like celebrating with them and being involved in that?
Yeah, no, it was great. We'd spoken kind of over social media before, and we kind of built up a friendship from that, but we never actually met each other in person. So, yeah, after the game, obviously, things went well. So I met Tom and his family, and we were just chatting about the game. And his son's a big kind of soccer fan, so
Spurs fan.
So good. Yeah, so we're talking a little bit of football, just general stuff. I met Edelman kind of just in this room, and he obviously won the MVP, so he had a lot of interviews to do, a lot of media to do. So we caught up for maybe half hour or so, just in between, just with him and his mates, and again just talking about the difference between NFL and football, and the training that they do and we do. And even though I don't know him too much personally, you can see how much he works and the dedication he puts in, so it was great to kind of pick his brain.
He called you a beast on social media. It takes one to know one, doesn't
it? Absolutely,
Edelman,
yeah.
Is indeed a beast. October the 5th, what are your plans? I know you're playing away at Brighton. I assume you've got good contacts to get tickets for the Bears-Raiders game at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Yeah. So what's going to be the plan for that day?
Yeah, we played Brighton away on the Saturday, an early kickoff, so we'll be back, obviously, Saturday evening. And yeah, just go and enjoy that, really. I enjoyed the experience. I've been to a couple at Wembley and Twickenham, so it'd be special to have it at our stadium and see how they get on. Obviously, Oakland for the Bears should be a great game.
Just very finally from me, who are the Patriots' main rivals, do you think, in this early part of the season, to stop them getting a seventh this year?
I think Kansas are the obvious kind of threat. It was a great kind of game last year. That's probably the most tense game I've ever watched, being a Patriots fan. And obviously, you've got Mahomes, who's started on fire. And yeah, I think they're gonna be the biggest threat. But as always, there's always one or two teams that come out and get on a good run and get on momentum that would be hard to stop as well.
Harry, you're absolutely all over the NFL, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Lovely talking to you about it, Harry Kane. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Enjoy the game at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Thank you very much.
For more episodes of Inside the Mind, check out the NBC Sports YouTube channel, or you can subscribe to the Premier League on NBC podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Plus, make sure you tune in on weekends at 7 a.m. Eastern for Premier League mornings on NBC SN.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.